This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hello and happy Thursday. It's been a while since we've chatted live. Last week was Thanksgiving for our friends in the States, and we had a pre-record. I hope you enjoyed that show, where I had a chat with Joseph Gabrielson about loving our bodies just the way they are. Not waiting till we lose 10 pounds, until we're good enough, or till we, you know, get tall enough to be on the basketball team, or whatever it is that you've been beating yourself up around that. And that's what the topic was last week. And I hope that you found it interesting and got you thinking about some things. And if you're looking for some support or help around any of those issues, love to have you call in. As always, the toll-free number is 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. And Kara is waiting to take your call. And when she does, she'll also take your email address, and I will send you a note to follow up and with an invitation to join me on our Flipping the Switch class. The next one's coming up in January. And during the Flipping the Switch class, I teach you how to use the technique for yourself, how to take what's in the book and what we've been talking about on the show and implement it into your life specifically. We keep the numbers small purposefully to ensure that you get that one-on-one attention. It's a $99 value, and calling in today, it's an early Christmas present for yourself, or you can gift it to someone else. So hoping that you are able to join us for the Flipping Your Switch, and just call in today. I'm just going to have a quick look here. I think it starts on the, Thursday. Let me just have a peek here. Yeah, Thursday the 15th, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. So that would be 8 p.m. Eastern Time and 5 p.m. Pacific time. And we are an hour and 15 minutes on Thursdays for 3 weeks. And in that time, as I say, we'll just give you some really practical, pragmatic, easy to implement suggestions, help you through some of those things that have been bothering you. I'll ensure that each one of the people in the class gets time one-on-one with me, in terms of I will do some repatterning with you and illustrate how the technique works so that you can implement it for yourself. And in addition, everyone on that course has a 15-minute Skype session with me, where I'll show you how to muscle test yourself in a super simple way so that you can check in and start really identifying the emotions that you're wanting to create more of in your life. So if you're listening for the first time, I'm Suze Casey, and you're listening to Flipping the Switch, where we talk about how you use belief repatterning to shift that mindset. So belief repatterning, you may not have heard about it unless you've been listening to CTR or Hay House Radio or Hay House Books. The book is published by Hay House and came out 2.5 years ago now, and has been helping people around the world learn easy and effective ways of shifting their mindsets so that you do not need to stay stuck in old patterns. And that is exciting. I'd love to hear from you today if you are interested in shifting a pattern around the topic that we did last week, which is loving your body just the way it is, on 877-230-3062. Or if you have anything else that you want to chat about, I've set a topic for today, and we're going to dive into that in just a moment here. But first, I just want to encourage you to know that you can and will repattern absolutely anything that you choose. You aren't stuck with what it is. You're not there forever. It's just a perception. It's just a way of thinking that you've been doing. It doesn't have to be the way that things are from here on in. So if you want to change it up, you're on the right place. So today's topic I set was being the light. I live in Calgary, Alberta. It's fairly far north, and this time of year, our daylight shrinks, like, significantly. We're at about 8 hours of daylight now. The skies are bright blue, and the sun shines brightly. We don't have it all cloudy and hunkered in like lots of places do. I was in southwestern Ontario last week, and boy, it's kind of gray and hunkered down. We don't have that. We have bright, bright sunshine. but not very many hours of it. So one of the things that I've learned living here is to really ensure that I get out and I enjoy the light when it's here. And so I was thinking about that, and I'm thinking about, you know, God, what I wanted to talk to you with you about today. And I realized I'm watching people wind into the holiday insanity, just that crazy, busy, stuff. And I thought, let's talk about being the light. So we're going to focus on that today. So what does being the light mean for you? Does it mean, I don't know, it's going to be different for each one of us. For me, being the light means showing up as my best self, being on the upside of the line. And how that looks and feels for each one of us is different. It just needs to come from your heart and from that place of solid knowing. And if you don't have that place of solid knowing, how the heck do you get there? Well, we'll talk about that today. So let's dive in. Being the light. It's the full-on high activity time of year, requiring each of us to be more mindful of the needs of our body, mind, and soul. So often when we get into the busyness, we forget the things that support us. And that's the exact time that you really need to pull them in, that you really need to focus in and have that time frame to just really nurture yourself. It doesn't have to take a long time. And maybe you take your usual, you know, 1 hour workout and you condense it down to 10 or 15 minutes, but have the workout. It might mean that, you know, you like to meditate for a half hour. Well, even 5 or 10 minutes meditation will help. Don't drop the habits that support you during this high activity time of year. You arrived with a built-in immunity booster. It was interesting. Last night I was at a trade show and a number of people were talking about, you know, boosting your immunity. We all have a natural immunity and it's boosted when we get those endorphins going, when we're on the upside of the line. That's our own immunity booster. Now you can use supplements to increase it, but you could do it just on your very own, just by the things that you think about. And one of the ways that you can really tap into that built-in immunity booster is to focus on what you're passionate about. If, like me, you have more than one passion, that's great. Sometimes I can feel like I have too many passions and they're pulling me in too many directions. So we'll talk a little bit about how you could grab that in and kind of have them all be in harmony with each other. But find what makes your heart sing. What makes you passionate, and then ensure that you include that daily, if possible, over this next month, 3 weeks. 3 weeks today is Christmas. And so, you know, even just saying that, I was mentioning it to one of my clients this afternoon, and she went, oh my gosh, I haven't even started, you know, and went into this stressful place. And it's like, you can accomplish a lot of things in 3 weeks. So just relax, keep breathing, and know that you can and will navigate this holiday season in a way that's uplifting for you, in a way that brings your light to the surface. And that truly is the best gift that we can give anyone. So it's that full-on high activity time of year. How are you going to ensure that you take care of yourself? When you get stressed, when you get not enough sleep, things start to fall apart. And then you've got to mop up. So taking care of yourself is the place to start. Let's do a quick general repatterning around that. And if it's something that your monkey's having a little notion about, that you're getting some feedback on, some kind of, oh, that's a great idea, Suze, but I can't do that, do give me a call. And we can support you in finding some ways that work for you. The number is 877-230-3062. So let's start with the repatterning process. For people who have been listening in, you know that it's a 6-stage process, but for people who are new to the process, let me just give you a little overview. I don't know about you, but when I used to try to say affirmations, the kinds of affirmations that Louise has in her book, You Can Heal Yourself, Louise Hay, I loved the affirmations. I thought they were really wonderful. But when I tried to do them, I felt like such a fraud. I just, you know, my inner voice was just going, oh, come on, seriously, that's not going to happen. It just can't happen. And so I decided that I needed to figure out a way to step by step myself through so that I could, in fact, believe in them, so that I could, in fact, move myself to that place where I could look in the mirror and say, I love life and life loves me, and not have my monkey going, yeah, as if that's happening. Have you looked around recently and being sarcastic with me? And so that's how this technique was developed, was getting a stage-by-stage way of doing it. So the first stage is forgiveness, and that's where we forgive ourselves for believing we need to hang out in that old energy that drains us. So let's do a couple of forgiveness statements. We're going to move from being stressed to, let's go staying in harmony. So we'll move from stressed to harmony. And if you want something different than that, if you want a different word, you can just substitute your own word in. So if you'd rather have peacefulness or enjoyment or fun or laughter or whatever it is, but I'm going to use stressed and focusing to moving toward the idea of harmony in my life. Okay? So that's the first stage, is that if you can, what do you want more of? And in the book, chapter 10, helps you look at how you cross the line with ease. Because that's what it is. It's that line between what drains you and what supports you. So harmony obviously supports me, and being stressed drains my energy and doesn't support me. A couple of forgiveness statements then. I forgive myself for believing I have to wind into the stress of the holiday season. And I'll say it again so that you can repeat it with me. Out loud, if you can. I forgive myself for believing that I have to wind into the stress of the holiday season. And breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. I forgive myself for believing I have to get exhausted and sick over the holidays, just because I have in the past. I forgive myself for believing I have to get exhausted and sick over the holidays, just because I have in the past. And breathe it in and let it go. And if it's not true for you, that's okay. You can just say, you know, that it has to be a stressful time or I have to get wound in. It's just my observation that people almost expect to get sick over the holidays, and they think it's because they are keeping longer hours and they are seeing a lot of people and a lot of germs are getting passed around because everybody's hugging each other. Well, I don't think that's true. I think the truth of it is that people get sick, number one, because they think they're going to. Number two, because they aren't taking care of themselves. They are taking an already busy schedule, adding in a whole bunch of evening entertainment times and activities, probably drinking more alcohol than they normally do, which naturally lowers your immune system, likely eating more sugar and carbohydrates, which also can suppress the immune system, likely not having quite as many salads and fresh fruits and vegetables because they're eating more of the, you know, sweets and the rich food. And that's what's doing it to them. It's because they're not taking care of themselves in the simple ways. So one of the ways that you can do this is by making sure that you take care of yourself in those simple ways. And another way is to tap into your passion. I have a passion for music. So I'm going to use that as my permission. You can put in whatever you have a passion for. I give myself permission to focus on my passion of music to bring harmony to this time. I give myself permission to focus on my passion for or of, you put in your own, to support me during this time. Now, your monkey might be going, oh, you don't have time to do whatever it is that supports you. Well, actually, you do. It's just on how you're prioritizing it. So if it's really important, you're passionate about swimming, get to the pool every day or every other day during the holidays. If you're passionate about music, listen to more music. Pull out the stuff that you love to listen to and have it on. If you're passionate about, oh, I don't know, scrapbooking, find a way to do some scrapbooking. Whatever it is that you've put aside because you're too busy and you'll do that after the holidays, pull it out and gift yourself 10 minutes of that every day. You can do 10 minutes to feed your passion. Absolutely. I give myself permission to create harmony in my life during the holiday season. I give myself permission to create harmony in my life during the holiday season. And breathe it in. And let it go. I give myself permission to create harmony consciously for 10 minutes or more each day. I give myself permission to create harmony for 10 minutes or more consciously each day. And breathe it in. And let it go. So that's the permission stage, where we open to a new possibility. And now we're going to move into the choice stage, which is where we put the two feelings together. The one that drags us down, which in this case is feeling stressed, and the one that lifts us up, which in the example that I'm giving is harmony. And let's put them beside each other, and it's really easy to make a choice. Now, you've heard that you always have a choice, but it sometimes doesn't feel like you do. And if you haven't given your mind an option besides stress, if you just think that this is the way it is, it's a holiday stress, you feed into it, you let everybody else feed into it. Boy, isn't it stressful. Oh, I'm up so late. You know what? It's your choice. You can buy into that old way, or you can create something else for 10 minutes a day. And when you create that something else for 10 minutes a day, you claim your power from the situation. What's interesting, I hear people say, oh, Christmas is always so busy with all the Christmas things. Well, I understand that. And in my immediate family, we also have 5 birthdays in these 3 weeks. That's a lot of celebrating and a lot of things to think about and a lot of people to ensure that they are, you know, feeling supported and that their birthdays don't just get swept into the craziness of Christmas. And I've learned ways of making sure it works and that I can create harmony for myself during that time frame. I can be stressed or I can create harmony. It's my choice and I'm choosing harmony. I can be stressed or I can create harmony. It's my choice and I'm choosing harmony. And breathe that in deeply. And then let it go. Now, as you're doing the repatterning process, you may find that what I call the monkeys, the voices in your head, are starting to give you little bits of feedback. And if that's the case, then you answer those little questions. So if it's like, how do I do that? Give an example. I create harmony by going to bed 10 minutes earlier tonight. I create harmony by going to bed 10 minutes earlier tonight. Or whatever it is that does it for you. That's the freedom stage where you're envisioning how you could implement it. So you can use the I am free to create harmony, or you can just say I'm creating harmony. It's about envisioning what could happen if you chose that emotion over the one that's been dragging you down. Make sense? I sure hope so. So we've done forgiveness, which is where we acknowledge where we're at, permission where we open up, choice where we put the two beside each other, and freedom is where we imagine what we would like, projecting it into the future. I am free to experience harmony today by. You can complete that idea. So it might be, I am free to experience harmony today by taking some fish out of the freezer and having a really healthy dinner. It does not have to be something that's going to be hard or add more time to your day. You're thinking about having dinner anyway, and it'll add harmony if you do a little bit of pre-plan. I'm free to create harmony today in my conversation with. Again, you can complete that idea. I'm free to create harmony today in my conversation with. Put a specific person's name. So I'm free to create harmony in my day today in my conversation with the kids around the plans for Christmas. And then we all know what's going on. Okay? So it can be simple things like that that you're already doing. It's the mindset that you consciously take to the activity. And that's what repatterning helps you do. How do I want to be in this situation? I want to be in harmony. I do not want it to be stressed for me or other people. And I find it really interesting whenever I'm working with someone in repatterning, they say what it is that they don't want rather than what it is that they do. So a client that I was working with this afternoon, and we were chatting, and the word was supportive. And I said, what's one thing that you can do to be supportive of yourself tomorrow? And she said, well, I can try and get ready without getting frustrated. And I said, okay, if you're trying and you can, that's already putting you on the downside. So I said, why don't we try this? I intend to get ready to go out tomorrow and stay happy. Or I intend to go out tomorrow and feel relaxed as I'm getting ready. Put it in the side of what you want, not what you don't want. So speak of what you do want and you'll create more of it. When we come back after the break, we're going to look at how we reinforce that further by adding in some affirmations and then surrendering into that. I'm all about creating harmony for myself and for others this holiday season. And what's really interesting is that my word for 2014 is harmony. And then it popped up again today. And I thought, isn't that interesting? As I'm speaking with others about how I want this season to be, my word that's been my word all the way through the year is harmony. So here's to bringing more harmony to your lives. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. We're going to take a quick, short break. And while you're on it, think about how harmony can be increased in your life today, easily. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose. If you spoke to your friends the way you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? Most of us are very aware of the damage the words of others do to our perception of ourselves. But what we aren't as aware of is the severity of the damage we do to ourselves with the insistent chatter of our inner critic. More than the words of others, it is our own self-talk that determines our outcomes, whether success or stuck, in all areas of our lives. I'm Suze Casey, encouraging you to move through that old limiting self-talk with a one-on-one session. You'll find all our licensed practitioners on beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. We all offer individual sessions and ongoing coaching programs. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose.
Hi, this is Suze Casey, and I'm passionate about helping people flip the switch to positive thoughts. And through belief repatterning, I'll support you. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter on suzecasey.com. That's S-U-Z-E-C-A-S-E-Y.com. You can also order an autographed copy of Belief Repatterning, find out about individualized coaching with me, or join one of my online courses. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. SuzeCasey.com.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. We're talking today about being the light and finding your own passion. And I'd like to just share a little bit more with you about that idea. If you'd like to have a conversation with me or there's something that you'd like some support in repatterning, please feel free to call in on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. During the break, one of the commercials that I did a pre-record on was talking about one-on-one sessions and working with a practitioner. It's interesting, I have people calling me saying, are you still working one-on-one with people? And absolutely, I do work with people one-on-one on the show. And I also, if you're feeling like you'd like to do some work, but you just aren't comfortable doing it on this platform, I understand that. You are most welcome to contact the office, office@beliefrepatterning.com. And you can book an appointment. And we can work by Skype, by phone. If you're in the Calgary area, by person, in person, not by person, in person. But it works really, really well when we do it by distance as well. So don't let that stop you. And I wanted to let you know that if you would like to gift yourself and someone else an hour of coaching with me, my regular rate is $165 an hour, Canadian. We are offering that to you at a 20% reduction. From now until the 24th of December, you can buy a gift certificate for someone else. And when you do, you can buy one for yourself. And so that takes the rate, instead of being $165, that puts it, oh, I don't know, what's 20% off of that? I can't do the math in my head right now, but it puts it to about, oh, 30, let me do a quick math here. 30, half of 16 is, 10% is, you know what? Math is not my strong suit, and I can repattern that. 20% off my regular rate of $165 is what you will be able to receive gift certificates for. And if you give me enough time, I can mail you the gift certificates so that you can actually have something to give to someone. And for every gift certificate that you buy for someone else, you are welcome to buy one for yourself. And in fact, I'm going to say you can just buy one for yourself. So between now and the 24th of December, if you'd like to buy a gift certificate for yourself, just send us a note and I'll send you the code. Send a note to office@beliefrepatterning.com and we'll send you the code that you can use and we'll get you set up. Or you can just go on the online and book the appointment and then send me a note and say, I listened to CTR and you offered a December special. Something that would help me get through this stressful time, and that is a 20% reduction in a repatterning session. So let's look at today's musings, I call them, the things that I'm thinking about. And this has actually happened today, because generally I write the musings a day or two early, but I was off working in Ottawa. And I got home late on Monday night and I just was scrambling to, well, that stressors that I was talking about, all of a sudden it's December and there's all these things that need to happen. And last night I was so tired. I thought I'm going to just do it in the morning. And so this morning I woke up and here's what happened. The alarm went off too early this morning. Generally, I open my eyes and I'm excited to greet another day. But today my body protested and my mind got in on the action. I was tired. I've been keeping long hours and packing a lot into my days. Daily activities are ramped up, trying to complete projects before the year's end. And the added functions and gift buying and special events tap into my reserves. Combining all of that with fewer than 8 hours of daylight, we are approaching the winter solstice. And the I just want to hibernate feeling is totally justifiable, but it doesn't get me what I want. Last week, I had loads of energy. I am one of the organizers of the Canadian Folk Music Awards, an annual event that celebrates music that really comes from the heart. The folk community is a wonderful, creative, and caring group, and the energy was infectious. My spirit was completely fed. Now, I'm just going to make a little aside here. I was running on hardly any sleep last week because there was just lots going on. And you know when there's lots going on and you're with people that you care about and you're having fun, you don't need as much sleep because your passion is there. And I'm not talking about being hysterical or weird kind of energy that, you know, ramps you up, but just that when you're on your passion, you have lots of energy. So this morning when I was feeling a bit tired and I was saying to my partner, oh, you know, I need to write the musings and I need to shift my mind because I can't write from this place. I'm just tired. And he said to me, oh, he said, well, did something happen at the event last night that, you know, you're interested in or that you could comment about? And I said, probably, but I haven't really had time to think about it. And when I think about last night, I just think about being tired because I was at a trade show and didn't get home till just about midnight last night. And I was like, that was just kind of bringing me down. And he said, okay, well, what about last week on the weekend? What did you do that just really lit you up? And I just looked at him and I said, thank you. I was with people who were following their passion. The musicians who are writing and, you know, touring all over the place because they're passionate about the music that they're making. And it's infectious. And it raised my spirits. So this morning, as soon as I turned my mind towards the events of the weekend, the tiredness dissolved. My light rekindled. My body's energy rose. A smile erupted on my face just by remembering I put myself back on track. You can flip your switch this quickly as well. It does take a little bit of practice, and we're going to do some repatterning statements right now around that. I forgive myself for believing I'm too tired to tap into my passion. I forgive myself for believing I'm too tired to tap into my passion and breathe it in and let it go. So when you're tired is the exact time to tap into your passion. I give myself permission to tap into my passion right now. I give myself permission to tap into my passion right now. I give myself permission to shine my light with my passion. I give myself permission to shine my light with my passion. Breathe it in. I choose to connect with others who are also living their passion and boost my body's natural immunity. I choose to connect with others who are also living their passion and boost my body's natural immunity and breathe it in. And let it go. See, we each have our choices about how we frame things. So I could go into the story about, oh my gosh, go into the drama of last week and say, you know, I've a couple of nights I only got like 4 or 5 hours of sleep and I was just pulling long hours and talking to so many people and oh my goodness, everybody needed something. I could go there and I'm just saying that, I'm feeling my energy get lowered. Or I could go into the, I watched people really step into their passion. I watched their excitement as they claimed their awards. I watched their excitement just being nominated, recognized by their peers. And that energizes me. We each get to focus on whichever we want to do. We can focus on how busy it is at the mall, how I can't get a parking spot, how I hate going out in the cold, how there's so many lineups. Or we can focus on the faces of the little kids who are just so excited and who are having so much fun and anticipating. It's the same events that are happening. It just depends where you're focusing. I choose to connect with others who are also living their passion and boost my body's natural immunity. I think we should do that one again because it's so important. You can boost your own immunity and keep yourself healthy and well during this time by where you focus your thoughts. I choose to connect with others who are also living their passion and boost my body's natural immunity and breathe it in. And let it go. I'm free to keep my body, mind, and soul healthy and happy by living from my light. I'm free to keep my body, mind, and soul healthy and happy by living from my light. Breathe it in. So play along with me a little, as long as you're not driving. If you could close your eyes and just think of the first thing that comes forward when I say this. I felt my passion when I felt my passion when I. And what comes to mind? Now, if you're having a moment where it's like, I can't think of anything that makes me passionate, I'm just too tired, then we go back to forgiveness. I forgive myself for believing that I don't remember what it's like to feel my passion. I give myself permission to know where that passion is for me and focus on it. I choose to recognize and acknowledge my passion. So you just back up and find where it's been missing, okay? So I felt my passion when I, a specific example, not just when I dance or when I sing or when I go skiing or when I'm in the mountains, a specific time. So I felt my passion when I was talking with Lenny backstage on Saturday night about the line from my book. Specific like that. That's what you want. The person's name that you were with, when it happened, what you were doing, where you were, the more details you can put. And I know that those of you who have studied the law of attraction have heard this before. You want details. Oftentimes, people suggest, a lot of teachers suggest that you put details into what it is that you want. You know, the exact car, the exact color, all of those things. And, you know, I'm a little bit torn on that one. I think it's way more important to put the details into the affirmations where you're looking at, where do I already know this to be true, and giving yourself specific examples, and then being really specific about what is the feeling that you want to create. So I don't just want to create a nice holiday season. I want to create a season with harmony in it. I'm not, you know, I don't want things to just be good or fine. I want them to be harmonious. All of the people that I come into contact with, the conversations I have, the experience of wrapping presents, of shopping for presents, all harmony. The decisions about where we're going to go and what we're going to do, all harmony. You see the difference? The specificity isn't in the, it has to look like this. The specificity in the future is about, I want it to feel like this. I'm creating harmony, and I'm free to do that today. By and give yourself an idea of something that you can do to create harmony in your life. It might be, I'm creating harmony in my life and I'm free to do that today by setting my timer for 5 minutes and tidying the paper on my desk. That's how I'm creating harmony. Then you move into that activity with I'm creating harmony. And then you finish it and you go, in that 5 minutes, look how much harmony I created. Where else might I create harmony? Well, I could create harmony today with. And that's where I came up with the idea of, I'm going to take something out of the freezer that's healthy for me because then my body can be in harmony. See how simple it can be. We make things so hard sometimes. So I felt my passion when I, in the past tense, and then I'm free to feel my passion by. Or whatever the word, whatever the feeling that you want more of. Okay? And then we move into the surrender statement, which is, I am. And you can do, I commit. So I commit to living my soul's delight today by. I commit to living my passion today by. What would help you be passionate? It might just be remembering the events of something that you did that was really pleasurable, like I was on the weekend. Or it might be by creating something new or removing something that's been draining your energy, like the paper on your desk. It's the simple things that you do that create the difference. It does not need to be a great big thing that takes a great big lot of time. Often when the days get busy, the very things that support us are the things that get shelved. So what are those things that are supporting you? For me, it's music. For me, it's time with friends. For me, it's quiet time to sit and read, a fireplace, time to contemplate, writing. Those kinds of things are the things that really feed my soul. And so make sure that the things that feed you, oh, going to the pool for me, for sure. And I haven't been to the pool for 2 weeks because I was on the road. While I was away, I did get to the pool a couple of times, but I haven't been since I came home. It's been 3 days. I think I'm going to put that into my calendar for tomorrow. Make sure that you put the things in that support you. Often we overeat foods that compromise our body's ability to process, and then we wonder why we get sick. And for those of you who, like me, sometimes burn the candle at both ends, that's okay as long as you're burning your candle with joy and creativity and passion. Because when you burn your candle from that place, the light that you generate raises your vibration, boosts your immunity, and illuminates the world. But when you're burning your candles at both ends and being stressed about it and telling everybody about how stressed you are, you just repeat it over and over again. So how can you be the light this holiday season? There's lots of ways you can be the light for others. Let's think about how you can be the light for yourself. There's 3 weeks from today till Christmas. That's 21 days. That means that there's 28 days we're into the new year. How can, so 27 days from today is New Year's Eve. You can jot down the numbers 1 through 27 and think of one thing that you can do each day that'll be under 10 minutes, won't cost a lot of money, but it'll help you fuel your passion, help you burn the candle with joy and creativity and laughter and create harmony. What are the things that you can do? Super simple. Take out a piece of paper right now and let's just start jotting down some ideas. How could you feed your passion? You could make a phone call to someone that shares your passion. You could do 10 minutes of Googling and find a YouTube that feeds your passion. You could look around your home and think of something that's in the way of your passion and do 10 minutes of clearing that up so that you'll have more space for your passion. So if one of the things is that you love to sew, but your sewing room is a disaster area, well, maybe you do 10 minutes in that room, concentrated tidying, and do that for 3 or 4 days, 10 minutes, that's all it is, and you will be astounded at how now there's room for your passion. Maybe your passion is something that you leave till the end of the day. Oh, that's a very common one and just not a smart thing to do, folks, because we all know what happens when you leave yourself to the end of the day. There's no day left at the end of it, and you're too tired to enjoy it, and then you don't. And so I'm going to suggest you move that thing that you're passionate about up to the beginning of the day. Or if you have to be at work early in the day, maybe the first thing that you do when you get home, before you dive into some other should, must, have to's. I know one of the things that happens is that if you come home and do something that you're passionate about right away, you'll have more energy for the rest of the evening. You won't be just kind of dragging yourself in from work and flopping down and wasting another night, just kind of mesmerized by the television or falling asleep on the Chesterfield. If you do something that you're passionate about, you'll fuel your energy and you'll have more to give your family. It really is important to focus on what you can be giving yourself that feeds and fuels you. So let's do 27 days for the rest of the year. What are you giving yourself? What things can you do? What thoughts can you think? What people can you speak to that will support you in fueling your passion? We still have time to do one caller if you would like to call in on this topic of being the light, bringing light to, instead of focusing on how dark and cool the days are and how they're getting shorter here in the Northern Hemisphere. How can we lighten them up? You can phone in on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. We're going to take just a quick gulp of water here. Water is super important, not just to keep our bodies hydrated, but to keep our brains working, because all of those little neuropathways need water to make sure that they keep functioning properly. So I suggest you drink a lot of it this season, especially if you've been, you know, one of the things a lot of people don't realize is that the reason that we get all that post party hangover is not just because we drank alcohol, but because we didn't drink water. And what happens is that the alcohol dehydrates our brain. And so for every glass of alcohol you drink, if you drink a glass of water, you will in fact reduce the energy drained from hangover and find yourself more able to cope, even if you've been indulging. Same thing with extra sugar. If you drink a lot of extra water, it helps your body in processing that for you. And so then you don't add to the stress by being tired and having your body not working very well or having a hangover. It just doesn't need to be that way just because it has been in the past. Sorry, we just have a phone call here from Jimmy in Dallas. Thanks for calling in, Jimmy. I had a little bit of a technical problem grabbing that. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I appreciate you calling in very well. And how are things there?
Oh, pretty good. I've really been enjoying the show and what you were saying about keeping the energy going. I'd like to keep my momentum going of the embracing of the gifts that come as I'm making more space. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I drift off into feeling a little bogged down, and I'd like to get a little bit of repatterning on keeping the momentum going.
Okay. So, you know, one of the things that it might be is that you're phrasing it in a way, because keeping the momentum going, when I hear you say that, it's like it can get tiring.
Yeah. Right?
And so maybe instead of keeping the momentum going, we're thinking more around things like staying in the flow, or what is it that you really want?
More relaxing into the natural flow of things instead of feeling like I have to just keep pushing it or I won't get there.
Okay, so when you hear yourself say that, instead of keep pushing, that's the momentum, keeping the momentum going, right?
Right, right.
That you want. Okay, so how do we focus on, as you said, relaxing into, is it more than that? No, okay, so.
Allowing?
So let's go here, let's write down relaxing into and allowing. That's what you're moving toward. And really, as you know, Jimmy, focusing on what it is that you want is really important. And oftentimes, like you thought that what you wanted is keeping the momentum going.
Right.
So say, I want to keep the momentum going. Breathe it in and feel how it feels. And those of people who are listening, just do the same thing. Just breathe it in. I want to keep the momentum going. Can you feel how there's that like kind of grip in your gut?
Yeah, there's a tightness there that I'd like to release.
So what is it that you really want? Say, I'm wanting to allow and relax into the flow of things.
Yeah, I want to allow and to trust.
Okay. And breathe that in. See how that kind of starts to dissolve that tightness?
Yeah.
Okay. So it really is, you know, there's nothing wrong with keeping the momentum going, but when I heard you say that, I could feel that kind of grip. And I was like, whoa, okay. What is
right.
it that you want? And so, and feeling into that for yourself is really, you know, what happens as you work more and more with repatterning.
Yes. And I just, you know, it's so great to have you be kind of like a spotter on the trampoline that I jump and I think I'm going the right way. And then you come in and fine tune it. And I just get a burst off of that fine tuning. So thank
you. Yeah. Well, you're very welcome. And it's not that you're doing it wrong. It's just, here's a faster way.
Yeah, the fine tuning. Yeah.
You know, I was with somebody today, and I said, you know, how does that feel? And they said, relieved. And I went, great. And so then on the other side of relieved is, and they kind of looked at me and they went, well, I was just happy being relieved. And I was like, exactly. Because it feels better than where you were. But then you're relieved, then where is it? So once, you know, once you're in the momentum, then I can relax and allow the flow.
Yeah.
And trust the flow. So I give myself, we'll start at the beginning. I forgive myself for believing that I need to keep pushing and keep the momentum going.
I forgive myself for believing I need to keep pushing to keep the momentum going.
I can feel that stress in my body, and it hurts.
I can feel that stress in my body, and it hurts.
I give myself permission to...
I give myself permission to relax and trust the natural flow.
Okay, how does the monkey feel about that?
Feels like practice it, but it'll get there.
Okay. I give myself permission to practice it until it's my way of being.
I give myself permission to practice it until it's my way of being.
I've been really good at pushing to keep the momentum going.
Yes, I've been really good at pushing to keep the momentum going.
But that makes me stressed and sick.
But that makes me stressed and tired and sick, yeah.
It doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't work anymore.
Okay, breathe it in.
Yeah, just acknowledging, realizing that it doesn't work anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, it used to work. But yeah. It doesn't anymore. It doesn't matter why it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work. if my toaster stops working, I don't go, why doesn't it work? I go, well, we get it fixed or we get a new one.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter why it's burning my toast. We just want to stop it. Okay.
Yes.
And it's interesting because often the things like, you know, like keeping the momentum going, that sounds like a great thing to do. But if you feel into it, you go, oh, yeah, there's that gripping, place.
Okay. I
keep the momentum going, or I can relax and trust.
I can keep the momentum going, or I can relax and trust.
And the one that supports me in being in the flow is?
And the one that supports me in the flow is relaxing and trusting.
Good. Breathe it in. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
It's just great to have a little tune-up.
Exactly. So what's one thing that you can do today that will help you relax and trust?
One thing today I can do that will help me relax and trust is to just take time to sit and breathe and have a sip of water and just relax in between activities.
Good. Breathe that in. So now I'd like you to do that again. Instead of saying take time, is to gift myself the time.
I can gift myself the time. And I'm happy to do that for myself. That makes me more available for myself and for others.
Okay. Now see how that opens you up.
Yeah.
So all you did was change from take the time to give yourself the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It's all those little words, just being mindful of how it feels in our bodies. And most of us have turned our bodies off, and we're not using our bodies to kind of go, oh, yeah, let's tune that up. So appreciate you calling in for a tune-up.
Thank you so much.
I hope that that's giving you a little bit more to kind of feel into so you can do your own tune-ups.
Yes, thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you so much for calling in, Jimmy. Appreciate that. Well, we're drawing to the close of the hour, and thank you so much, Jimmy, for calling in, and for all of you for listening in. It is really a pleasure to spend this time with you every Thursday, and next week, we're going to talk about, I think, maybe the gift, other gifts that we can give ourselves, and maybe about that whole concept of giving and receiving. Seems to be a good thing to think about this time of year, as we are all, or many of us, are looking to give gifts to our friends and family, and maybe what kind of gifts can we give ourselves? So take care. We will talk to you then. Until next week, know that you can and will repattern absolutely anything that you choose. I'm Suze Casey, reminding you to flip that switch with ease. Bye for now.